Once again, it's time for the Question Man, the man that millions rely on for the answers to the problems of everyday living.
Say, I wonder whatever happened to our whistle boy?
There he is again, the Question Man.
Certainly would like that. Once again to all my good friends again, hello.
Our first letter today, sir, comes from Frantic in Okeechobee, Florida.
Oh, bless me. Go ahead.
Frantic writes, Dear Question Man, I live here in the Everglades. Last night, the floodwaters rose to our second floor as we were eating dinner. We went upstairs and had coffee on the porch roof.
Dear, dear.
We had guests at the time, but they've been quite decent about it, really. Although two fell asleep and tumbled off the roof, now there are 12 alligators swimming lazily about our front yard.
I'll do that.
Getting a bit restless, however, one has tried several times to scale the porch roof to get at us.
Oh, bless me, isn't that fun?
They are now forming a ladder. My wife just had one of her shoes nabbed. Even as I write this, frankly, we are concerned. What should I do?
Yes, well, Frantic, I'll tell you, you have a common problem there in the Everglades. I've helped many folks like you with just such problems. Indeed, I have, remember, Willie?
Oh, Frantic? Yes, sir.
Well, I would suggest, Frantic, that you send for my pamphlet number 14J6, entitled Getting Along with Your Neighbors. Or perhaps 7BJ, that's Hypnotism Made Easy. You do have a problem, Frantic, but keep in touch.
Neatly done, sir.
Yes, or we've helped thousands out like that.
Next, sir.
Rainy season, the alligators.
Yes. Next, sir.
Snapping.
From art student in Moultrie, Georgia.
That's Moultrie, Georgia, wasn't it?
Art asks.
Where you went to school.
Is there really an inscrutable smile on the face of the Sphinx?
Oh, my friend, of course not. I get so mad. Oh, I do, Willoughby.
Now, simmer down,
sir. I get so upset at this question. There never has been, nor there never will be, a smile on the face of that Sphinx. I'll just put it to you this way, art student of Moultrie, Georgia. Would you like to sit out there in the hot sun for thousands of years? People walking all around you there, snapping photos and kicking sand at you. That hot sun beating down on you. Kids writing their names on you like Sasha loves Mickey and Jeannie loves Bobo. Writing in lipstick all over you. Would you like it? I ask you that. Would you like it?
All right,
sir. No,
please, Question Man. Please, you're getting red in the face, sir.
Poor Sphinx, I just...
Time's up for the Question Man for now.
Bless
you. If you have a question or a problem of everyday leverage, send it along to the Question Man, care of your favorite radio station.
My heart aches for that Sphinx.
Until next time, the Question Man says...
Goodbye, my friends. Willoughby, they just put me in such a nasty mood.
I know.
Poor Sphinx out there.
Why don't you sit down?
Poor little... I will.
I'll get you a cold glass. Sit down.
Sorry,
yeah.